This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And apparently, a lot of people are unhappy with me.
What? What are you talking about? Why?
I don't know. The strangest thing happened when I was at work the other night when my phone just started exploding. Not literally, but...
Was this Friday or Saturday night?
It was Saturday night, okay. I believe. Yeah. Wasn't it Saturday night?
I think it was Saturday
Fox?
Night.
Yeah. So my phone just started exploding. I had no idea. Text messages, Facebook messages, Twitter mentions, all of these... use different notifications. So I was like, what in the hell is going on in there?
Yeah, I was in the same boat, even though I kind of knew what was going on. My YouTube channel was blowing up. That was it. I know you've got more connections to all this fun and excitement. But, yeah, I was like, what the hell is... I was getting beeps every minute. You know, someone has commented on this YouTube video. I was like, well, who's this? Oh, it's Aria, Sheriff. Sheriff Aria.
Not Sheriff yet.
Well, but the video was from your original Sheriff run.
Ward 2.
City Council?
City Council.
Oh, right. She didn't do one for Sheriff. Okay. That's right.
No, but the City Council one was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
So I'm glad that one's still out there because I was very much against the Bearcat and the police state. Even them running for City Council, not even running for Sheriff.
Well, but, as you should be.
Yeah, still.
Because the City Council's the ones that voted the Bearcat in.
Yeah, good point.
Actually didn't have anything to do with the Sheriff in that particular case. That was Keene Police.
Right.
Got that.
So it turned out to be that Fox News became aware of the story that the union leader had published, and from there it just went everywhere. It ended up in the UK. It ended up in Russia.
Foreign language publications.
Yeah, it was wild. And I'm just sitting there at work.
You never had that happen to you before.
No. It was a lot to take in while trying to also, be productive at work.
Right.
So I was not very productive. And then that night, of course, my car was vandalized, so I woke up the next day late because I was up late dealing with the world blowing up around me while I was at work. Woke up late, had like an hour and a half to deal with the car being vandalized before I had to be at work. And then it's just still going. And evidently, someone here in New Hampshire, here in the beautiful, lovely state of New Hampshire, who had been trying not to comment on what he's calling the Aria Di Mezzo kerfuffle, I think is what he said.
You're just a little kerfuffle.
Yeah. He has finally weighed in.
Yeah.
And as expected, he's not happy.
No, he's not. And this is you're referencing a blog called Granite Grok, which is there's been a time briefly where Free Keene, which is the blog where I blog at, and I broke the news about your campaign. We've been a little more popular than them at some times, but they've taken the position like they're the number one blog in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about it. The last time I looked, they were significantly. They led everybody else. This guy's name is Skip Murphy. He's the guy behind the blog. When you go to their site, he's the number one picture on the blog. He's the co-founder of Granite Grok.
Now, I have to ask, Grok, is that from the books that nobody's always talking about? I can't remember the name of the books. But there's some character in there called Grok or something.
To Grok means to understand.
Okay, so this is based on the Heinlein.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know a whole lot about the site. I just know that they exist. They are sort of right-wing, but they pander to the ideas of liberty, as a lot of people on the right-wing do.
Sure.
Right? So I'm going to read his bio first, and then we'll get into his article about you. Okay, so here's his one-paragraph bio. Skip Murphy, co-founder of Granite Grok. My concern is around individual liberty and freedom. Sounds good so far, yeah. Right?
We're off to a solid start.
And how government is taking that away from us, he says. My fight from a conservative with small L libertarian leanings and evangelical Christian perspective with the progressives that are forcing a collectivized and secular humanistic future upon us. As an activist, citizen journalist, and pundit, my goal is to use the new media to advance the radical notions of America's founders back into our culture again.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, he's going to hate everything about me. Evangelical, Christian, right-leaning.
But he says he's for liberty and freedom. Specifically individual liberty and freedom.
Yeah, and I have no reason to believe he wants my liberties to be taken away. He's probably for my liberty to do as I wish, right?
But he
definitely would not approve of me.
Well, he may not be for you being able to do what you wish, because having looked at this story quite a bit prior to running the show tonight, he's definitely in favor of the war on drugs, at the very least. So anyone who's in favor of the war on drugs is obviously not in favor of individual liberty. I mean, you can't.
Of course, I mean, that's a tautology.
Yeah. So this dude's got some serious status tendencies, and he's going to let his freak flag fly here all over you. So GraniteGrok.com, Skip writing today. Okay, I'll be truthful here. I really just wanted to bypass this whole matter altogether, and that was in bold. However, we're here to serve our readers, and lots of you have been leaving comments or sending in emails asking us our thoughts about the transgender satanic anarchist Republican nominee.
That never gets freaking old, man.
Well, by the way, it's actually, I was looking on YouTube the other night trying to see, you know, because there's been some like big YouTube channels that have popped up with feature-length kind of pieces, like 10, 15, 20-minute long pieces with them commenting on you.
Rush Limbaugh talked about me.
That's what
I've been told.
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't listen to him.
I know that Fox News covered you during the Rush Limbaugh show, and Chris Cantwell is actually how I found that out. He called up to congratulate you.
That may be it. Then I may have misread what I was told.
He called to congratulate you because he heard you on the radio more than once about this from inside his jail cell, by the way.
And he should be free, by the way.
Now, that's an interesting perspective, and I'm sure that a lot of your new fans would be shocked to hear.
Oh, yeah, they will.
I mean, all he did was say stupid things online.
That's right. And he's facing 20 years in prison for it.
Yeah. Saying stupid things online is what everyone does.
That's what we expect from Chris Cantwell.
Well, that's what we expect from most people online. It's anonymous. People say anything.
So he really wanted to avoid this, he says, but he's been getting too many comments. So the backstory is that incumbent sheriff has won the last four times, and the previous GOP candidate decided that continually, quote, pounding his head on a wooden table, unquote. Now, I don't know if that quote is from the previous Republican candidate. It's not made very clear here. Or if it's just like a colloquialism that he's bringing
up. It looks like
a
quote. Sure. I could see him saying it.
Yeah, it does look like a quote, but he doesn't make that clear. Because we still haven't heard from the previous sheriff's candidate as to like why he didn't run this time.
I mean, we've all been assuming it was that. He's tired of running against Rivera year after year and continued losing.
And he lost more last time than he did the previous time.
Maybe we should try something radically different.
Yep. And he said had enough. Talking about the previous guy. Keene is a very liberal place and not all that friendly to Republicans. So Aria saw an opening and took it, as there were no other takes to go up against Eli Rivera, the current sheriff. While I can't speak for everyone,
that is a factually true statement.
He says, I'm betting that most would agree with me on this. And seeing that it was suggested that I write this post, I will, take it or leave it. But this is one of those that I'll be trying to skirt my own rule number one here. Sorry if my skirt falls off.
Uh-oh.
What is this rule number one?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. That probably would have been useful information for him to put in the article.
We now have six bullet points. Seven. One, this is a free country. We were founded on the idea of religious freedom, so Aria Domezzo can believe whatever she wants, being a high priestess
of the
reform.
You can go ahead and call me he. He does it repeatedly.
Oh, he will. Yeah.
Oh, he said she right there?
You're right. In this one instance, he did say she.
Okay, I assumed you were just changing it for him.
Priestess. So two she's.
That's true. Unless he went and edited this, I know later he definitely calls you he the last time I looked at it. So he says, I certainly don't believe what she does. Quite the opposite, other than the idea that the devil does exist, which he obviously doesn't know anything about what you believe. He's jumped to the conclusion that you are a real Satanist, like as in you believe in Satan.
That's silly.
Yeah.
I mean, if only I had a website that he could have gone
to research
to learn what the Reformed Satanic Church teaches. Maybe just type in reformedsatanicchurch.com and see where it goes. Here's the thing. It goes to my website.
And he could have, like, if he'd spent, like, a quarter of the amount of time researching you that he did writing this article, it would have been more well-informed.
Absolutely.
But he's got a lot more to say.
What are your thoughts on all of this? Do you think I've gone too far? Do you think I've pissed off just one too many people? Or do you think, maybe it is time to have a Satanist tranny anarchist running for sheriff? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they have a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, cash deposit, or just meeting in person with cash. There's no ID requirement to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So if you ever wanted a safe, well, not entirely safe, nothing on the internet is safe, nothing in the world is safe, but if you ever wanted a secure way to buy Bitcoin Cash without worrying about your identity being leaked to the IRS or to some hostile government agency, check out local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And tonight we're talking about the various little tidbits of unhappiness that are popping up around the world. I mean, most of the responses I've gotten have been positive.
Sure.
I've gotten almost no negative responses.
Not even a death threat.
Not yet.
Oh, James hasn't called yet. So.
I mean, my car did get vandalized. So
true.
That counts, I think, for some sort of negative feedback. But the people who are hostile, they're keeping that crap at foxnews.com in the 14,000 however many comments it is right now. Like I don't hate myself enough to go to that comment section to see what they're saying because I know it's not going to be positive.
Depends, but yeah.
But here we have someone who went out of their way to actually comment on it and write a full article.
By popular demand. He says in the beginning he's trying to avoid it, but people kept on asking him about you.
Well, look, what kind of a journalist would ignore a story like this
he's
in
not
a state they live in? Well, he's a blogger.
That's not the same thing.
Why isn't it?
Well, okay, I'm not a journalist at Free Keen because I do news and opinion. So whenever you put your opinion in with the news, you're not doing journalism the way they teach journalists, at least. Now, Vincent got a degree in journalism, right? So the idea behind a journalist is you come in to a situation, you keep your personal view aside, and you get the one side and you get the other side. You present both sides. You try to do a fair job of presenting whatever sides there are. You let the reader decide. That's
You're saying is basically over 90% of the people who give us our news or daily news are, in fact,
not journalists.
Not journalists.
Yeah, they're propagandists.
Absolutely. Okay. That's what
every
I do.
Every damn one of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's my job, is to propagandize. Now, I propagandize.
So that's presumably his job as well.
Sure. I propagandize for actual human freedom. This guy claims to, but we're going to get into some areas where it's pretty clear that he doesn't support human freedom, and you just bring it all out of this guy. And he
Good. Yeah. We need to drag these people out in the open. You know, let's make these people expose themselves for the hypocrites that you are. You say you're pro-freedom, all right? Here's a Satanist anarchist tranny. What do you do with that? Are you still pro-freedom? No? Then I guess you weren't really pro-freedom, were you?
No, what he wants to do here and what he's going to do is make it clear all the areas where you disagree. And, of course, those are all the areas that he is not pro-freedom on. Right? So, shall we continue?
Absolutely.
So, he says that this is a free country. One other thing about his comments about the Reformed Satanic Church. He suggests that you've agreed that the devil does exist, which must mean that you believe that God does exist. So again, he jumps to the conclusion, which a lot of people are going to do, that because you're a Satanist, that must mean that you worship Satan.
Sure. And I understand the logic behind that, but no, that's
not what it means,
no.
Is it?
I mean, it's the same sort of Christian ignorance that leads them to think that, you know, Buddhists worship Buddha.
Well, most of them don't, but there was, I think, some sect, I don't know if they still exist, I remember reading a history of Buddhism, and there was, even though the Buddha did warn his followers or whatever against turning him into like a god or deifying him in some way, there was still like one of these sects that did it anyway, right? Just because that's the way things are going to go. And then he says, side note, reformed from what? From my evangelical standpoint, I can't see how worshiping Lucifer can actually have divisions.
Okay, but worshiping Yahweh can?
Why wouldn't it, right?
Why is he asking these questions when he has the most powerful information tool humanity has ever developed? If you want to know why we reformed this satanic church, go to reformsatanicchurch.com. If you want to know what we're reforming from, look up the Church of Satan or the Satanic Temple or whatever they call themselves.
Well, those are two different organizations.
Well, then look up both of them.
Okay. He says, going on, this is a free country. Where we founded, or we were founded on the idea of freedom of speech. If her campaign slogan is F the police, let him say it. And yes, he did use both genders in the same sentence. Let's hear that one more time. If her campaign slogan is F the police, let him say it.
So it almost seems like he naturally just wants to call me her, but he's going out of his way to call me him.
I don't know what it is. It seems purposeful, but
they're probably just slip-ups.
Maybe it's not. Just don't do so in front of small, innocent children. Employ some modicum of manners here, although from the multiple accounts I've seen, that may well be a stretch.
Hold on, that's not fair. I could have written out the word.
Yeah, that's right.
I do indeed have a different sign that is not one of my campaign signs with the word written out on it.
Yeah, see, I wasn't too happy necessarily. I mean, I didn't do anything to take it down, but nobody put up this F 'em both sign in the yard. I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have put that up. And sure enough, like, it happened to get knocked down somehow a couple of times over the last week. And then, of course, he put it back up. And
I gave it to the Boston Globe reporter today.
Okay.
I can replace nobody's if he wants it. But he wanted it. I was like, yeah,
he did. And now, and then what happened was one of the, I presume, neighbors, somebody, I didn't recognize the vehicle, but, you know, some mom-looking lady pulled up. And I heard part of the conversation. He came over, said, hey, do you live here? And she, you could hear her saying something about her daughter has the, you know, has like a bus stop nearby here, and she would really like that sign to not be there. And so nobody went ahead and took the sign down.
Being a good neighbor, nothing wrong with that. If somebody asked me to, I would probably, if for some good reason like that, I would probably take mine down as well.
Yeah.
But they're not asking me. They're just taking it out of my yard.
Sure. and that happened to you recently.
Yeah. I just put up a new one today. I'm interested to see how long it stays.
You should train some security footage on it.
Yeah.
Because it's
I've repeatedly asked someone to do that, and he instead gets in other projects.
It's only a matter of time before before that happens. But that's pretty common for, like, political skullduggery, just nastiness, is the stealing of political campaign signs.
Yeah, I've lost plenty of them over the years.
Less common, however, is what happened to your car. That I've never seen happen as far as just somebody running for office. So,
well, I didn't just run for office, right?
Well, that is actually all you did. I think you paid a $10 filing fee.
I mean, okay, that's true.
And 4,000 people voted for you.
But the manner in which that I ran for office is not typical.
No. Well, okay, true. You didn't ask anyone's permission for it. That's for sure.
No, I sure didn't.
But that's, I think, something that a lot of people misunderstand about, and I've heard it in a couple of the interviews so far, this belief that you somehow would have had to have gotten permission from the party to be the nominee, and that's not true. At least here in New Hampshire, I don't know what the other states are like, but anyone can go and file in any election, you know, as long as you've got the right letter by your name, and all you got to do is go to the clerk's office and change that.
And file as any party you wish.
Correct. Yeah, and then the idea is if the party doesn't want you there, they file their guy in the primary, and then there's a primary fight.
And they had time to do that, too. If they had been on their game and they had seen me foul, they could have put Earl Nelson in there.
I don't think they could find anyone.
None of this would have happened, so...
I think they tried, and they couldn't find anyone. I think that's what happened.
They didn't have much time to try to find someone.
They had weeks and weeks. They didn't know
I was going to run.
True.
Oh, true. Otherwise,
they must have known Earl wasn't, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on all of this mess? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. with Hurricane Sally set to make landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is reminding everyone.
The thing about Hurricane Sally is that it's been very unpredictable. The place at which it's going to hit landfall has been very unpredictable. It was less than 48 hours ago when Sally was moving 12 to 13 miles an hour, but we do anticipate significant amounts of rainfall for the Mississippi Gulf Coast region and quite frankly for Alabama and potentially the Florida Panhandle as well.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The FBI says a person is in custody in connection with the drive-by shooting outside a federal courthouse in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, that left a security officer wounded. The security officer was transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
We take a major stride toward a future in which people of all faiths and backgrounds live together in peace and prosperity.
President Trump's comments at a White House signing ceremony for the new normalization accords between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's filled with great gratitude.
You have successfully brokered the historic peace that we are signing today, a peace that has broad support in Israel, in America, in the Middle East, in the entire world.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the road this Tuesday, Biden making his first campaign stop in Florida.
We've got to seriously tackle the mental health crisis we have. A suicide epidemic is claiming far too many of our veterans and service members.
Biden also saying we have an obligation to provide veterans with world-class care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Or maybe for your 2020 apocalypse bingo card, you had somewhere on that grid, tranny anarchist becomes sheriff candidate for Republicans. If you did, give us a call and let us know this. 855-450-FREE. As in freedom. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan, and we're talking about Granite Grock here, who evidently did not have that particular spot on their bingo card.
And they didn't see this coming, no.
And they seem to be a bit confused about me. I was curious, maybe they did it intentionally. They switched pronouns intentionally, so I used Fine to find out how many times they used he versus how many times they used she, and there's no contest. She is only in there twice.
Okay, so it wasn't an accident.
It wasn't like they were trying to evenly split it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
He's just torn in his head. Yeah. You know, he's not sure. And a lot of people are feeling that way right now.
I don't hate him for this. I don't have any issues. He can call me what he wants.
Yeah. You've never really had any concern with what people call you anyway.
No, if I did, I wouldn't call myself the
she-male.
Yeah.
So, we're reading this blog from GraniteGrock.com, which is a very popular blog, a right-wing blog. They say they're in favor of liberty. We're finding out here that's not going to be the case. Certainly they're going to be with us on some things. I think they are firmly against the crazy mask mandate, so we can definitely see eye to eye on some of these issues. But he goes on. He says, he is a full-blown libertarian, speaking of you, Arya, that has chosen to go full anarchist. Certainly not the holding of the liberty-minded libertarians that I've met and known. There's a huge difference in outlook, philosophy, and actions. And then he goes off on this guy, and he brings him up again later. I don't know who he is. I'm guessing he's like a local somebody who opposes this particular website. He says, Bruce Curry keeps prattling about how Granite Grock believes in no government at all. He's wrong, of course, as conservatarians.
Conservatarians.
You heard that one before?
I've never heard that.
I thought this
was
a slur against people like him.
Apparently.
Well, I mean, I get it. Shevel's generally a slur against trans people. Okay,
so he's embracing it. There
okay.
you go.
So he's not going to embrace minarchist.
He's a conservatarian. He is a minarchist. I mean,
of course. But
a conservatarian is conservative on social issues, I would argue.
So
you are probably correct. If you were going to go to the Gary Johnson route, conservative on social issues, conservative also on
like Mark is a minarchist,
issues.
Right? But he's not a conservatarian.
I don't know. Mark has been a minarchist, but at times he sounds like a voluntarist, and he seems to have embraced that at some point in the past.
Well, he calls himself a minarchist.
Does he still? Okay.
The last I talked to him,
it depends on who he's talking to.
and in his next sentence, he brings up, you know, an ordered society, and that you need some sort of rules involved to keep trannies from putting up F the police signs in front of the house and damaging the children. Mm-hmm. And that's usually what these.
Does he actually say this?
Yeah, he was worried about your signs being a bad influence for the kids.
Did he say the kids specifically?
Yeah, multiple accounts I've seen.
Well, I saw where he said that.
Don't do it in front of small, innocent children.
Right, because they'll never hear that word.
And that's usually when these conservatarians.
Well, they didn't hear that word. All they saw was F the police. Mommy, Daddy, what does that mean? Friend the police.
They're more concerned of the long-term outcome from too much freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why I'm assuming he's pro drug war because of the kids. He doesn't want the kids getting hooked, and then they become worthless pieces of nonsense, you know, crap that are a drain on society. I'm assuming that's exactly he's pro liberty everywhere else, except don't mess with the kids.
Well, before we analyze the guy too much further, let's go to the phones. We've got Bobby calling from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Bobby?
Arya, if I could high-five you, I'd love to high-five you. I'm very, sometimes my words get jumbled, but I'm so thrilled that you got through on this, and I just love how you've done this. And what I really found really hilarious is the Fox News comments. And it's hilarious because, like, I know you. I've been listening to the show since 2009. So, you know, going on 12 years. So, I know Arya pretty well. I know, most of you guys pretty well. But
at least as well as you can know a person by only listening to their radio show.
Sure. Of course. Yes. Here's one of the comments. Obviously, an Antifa Democrat Marxist running as a Republican trying to ruin this election cycle. They are so desperate.
They realize that that's not going to hurt my chances saying things like that.
Of course not.
That's only going to get me more Democrat voters.
And I know you're not Antifa, and I know you're not a Marxist.
Well, I'm Antifa in the sense that I oppose fascism.
Well, sure, but you're not a Marxist.
No, I'm not a Marxist.
Sure.
Okay. Let them say what they want, man. All they're doing is helping me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just thought it was from the perspective of how I do know you. It's just funny reading the comments, like how misinformation there is going around. And like sometimes like you read these comments and on different articles and see you don't really know much about the subject. I mean, it's just madness. So I'm glad you're not looking at the comments. And I learned this from somebody very smart in a Discord chat a couple days ago before the Discord chat got shut down. Someone said, thank you for your bravery. And you said, I just don't give a crap. And yeah. I think that's like something I'd like to aspire to. And I'm really happy for you, Arya. And I'm sorry about the thing happening with your car and all that.
That's okay. The only thing left to be taken care of is the canvas.
Well, to say, I want to just break down on that for a moment. To say I don't give a crap, there's sort of two mindsets, I think, that are actually going on simultaneously, at least with me there. There's the mindset of, I do give a crap. That's why I'm doing the things that I'm doing, because I do care about, you know, the future of freedom with humanity and, you know, individual liberty and, you know, these things that we hold dear. But I also understand that in order to be an activist, you have to let go of the fear of what might happen. And that's where the I don't give a crap comes into play, in that you don't care about what the consequences are of the actions that you're taking. And that's where people see that as, they see that as a brave sort of thing to do. Now, there is a fine line between bravery and stupidity. So I'm not going to say I haven't crossed over that line at certain times. But that is, that's the difference in that mindset, is you don't give a crap, but you also do. You know what I mean? I would agree.
Ian, that's brightly, greatly said. No more in Aria. Thank you for your bravery, or whichever way you guys want to take that. And Cohen, I haven't forgot about you too, man. Keep it on, brother.
Take care, bro.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Bobby. You know, that's one of the things that I'm finding most difficult about this, is like getting messages from people like saying, thank you. You've given me hope to continue living and stuff like that.
I saw
it,
yeah.
It's like, dude,
I'm just doing my thing.
Can you just send me some hate mail, please? That's so much easier to deal with than someone trying to put all of the burden of their life on me.
Or like somebody else saying that they couldn't do it themselves.
Yeah.
That they're glad that you were doing it and they appreciate you, but that they couldn't see themselves doing that. And certainly
that one doesn't bother me too much.
No, but it's still kind of sad, right? Because, like, you know, we do want to see, at least I think, more people stepping up and standing up for what they believe in. And that's part of why you don't care. I don't care. I know what the consequences are. The consequence, worst consequences, they firebomb the studio and kill us all.
Right.
You know, drive a tank right through with some gas and, you know, kill everybody. And that's a possibility. Is it realistic today? Probably not. But it is a possibility.
But death isn't the worst thing they could do to us.
Certainly not.
No, the first thing they do is they cancel your Discord server.
Well, yeah. I mean, we knew that was coming.
To silence you.
I'm not going to say that had to do with Aria per se, but it was coincidental.
Yeah, it was at least, I think it had way more to do with Wes,
our former moderator who lost it 2 weeks ago and banned everyone from the server that was within his power to ban. So the supermajority of the users on the server. And then a week later, the server disappears. Are they connected? I don't know.
I think they're probably more connected than I'm connected to it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
855-450-3733. There's more on this Granite Grok article, plus the Tenet experiment that Chris Nolan attempted has failed. We're going to get into that. 855-450-3733.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control, the only show you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in Freedom's Phoenix, which is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, well, Freedom's Phoenix has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we're going over this Granite Grok article where this guy is, he's voicing what a lot of people probably want him to voice. I mean, he's probably reflecting the feelings of all of his subscribers, all of the people who read this site. That's why they want his comment on it. I mean, I've never understood the type of person who seeks out other people's comments. That's why it's so weird to me, being someone who's sitting here on the radio commenting about things. What kind of a person seeks out, what do you think about this? I think about this. Is my opinion okay? Well, you reinforce my opinion by telling me your opinion.
But wait, that's everyone on Twitter, everyone on Facebook, everyone on Instagram.
I'm saying is I don't understand other human beings and their constant need for validation from their peers.
Well, they don't want to feel like they're alone on something.
But it's okay to be alone.
I agree with you.
Even if you're the only guy standing in a crowd full of Nazis who are kneeling, that's okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of okay with it. I mean,
okay with what?
People seeking validation from their peers.
It's
otherwise
natural.
Otherwise, we'd just be laying around out in the
because we would starve.
Well, that too. But I mean, everything we do is really to fit in to you know. Get that validation.
I couldn't possibly less fit in, Conan.
I think even us individualists on a certain level, or even the asocials like myself, I do, you know, want to fit in. I don't want to be so, I mean, I don't want to be so alien that I'm an outcast. I don't want to be a hermit up on the top of the hill.
Right. So there's the balancing act here, sort of like we were talking about before, where you don't care but you do care. This is the same thing, right? Where humans have to be social animals. We can't do it all ourselves. It's good that we've gone into this, you know, place where we can specialize in a thing, right? Like, you're good at a certain thing, Conan's good at a different set of things. Those are all good, but it means that we need to team up in order to, like, keep life going and have things and have a nice life and all that. But on the other hand, there's a real value in having the individual stand up for themselves, even against all odds, like you were talking about, where, you know, everybody else is standing for some Nazi leader and you're the one sitting down. It probably is going to mean you're going to get taken into a jail cell and possibly executed. But it's those people, the non-cooperatives, the civilly disobedient, the peacefully civilly disobedient, these people who have stood up against tyranny over time, and many of them have been cut down, but thank goodness for them.
Yeah, it's always those individuals, and I think we're getting onto a different subject. But I mean, if it wasn't for them, the guys that are on the fence, and there's so many of you NPCs out there on the fence. I don't think you really know what you want to what you know. But
they really
when they see that one individual who is sitting or standing or kneeling or doing whatever, and it's like, wait a minute, hold on, There are other ideas out there. There are other ways to do this.
That's what Arya's campaign is so brilliant on, is that it's given people from so many different political persuasions or beliefs they think they have. It's forced them in a lot of ways to re-examine what they were doing, what sort of pattern of behavior they were operating in. Are you just checking the box? Because that's how Arya got here, and that's been the first mind blower for a lot of people on this. But then the other one is that Arya has a certain look to her. She's trans, and we've seen so many videos of trans people acting like I think somebody described them as snowflakes, right? The typical snowflake look, or they demand attention in certain ways or whatever. They behave very differently than Arya, but they look similar. So Arya comes in there with essentially the same cloak on and says, here I am, I'm trans, but then the words that come out of her mouth are true pro-freedom, anarchy, voluntarist words, and it just catches everybody on the left completely off guard because they've lowered their defenses, and they're like, wait, what? Oh, I kind of agree with it. She's making sense. Hold on, but that's not what I believe. Huh? And it's just like listening to this happen and watching, and it's only just begun. Like, you had an interview with a reporter today from a big paper. We shouldn't say which one.
Sure.
But that apparently went very well. Like, this guy seemed genuinely interested in what you had to say, like that he might not be there for a hack job hit piece.
Well, no, I really don't believe he was.
Right.
And I mean, he took the F them both 2020 sign. So, I mean, I think I reached this date.
You know? Might be hanging on his living room wall right now.
Right, and she had an interesting interview today with Skeptic.
Mindful Skeptic.
Mindful Skeptic podcast that went out live before the show. And this guy started the show out. I was kind of talking with him, getting the thing set up while she was having dinner. And he was saying he's a progressive. He supports all the progressive candidates. And he says
his banner is Yank Gang everywhere.
Yeah, and he says as long as you care about people, he supports you.
Yep.
And that's where a lot of people on the left are coming from, is they support the Democrats because the Democrats paint themselves as though they care about people. We know
the man's
don't.
Party, the people's party,
the
working
little guys.
Man, the little guys.
Yeah, the little guys.
That's not the case any longer.
It probably never was the case. There's mythology, of course, that might make people think that's the case, and it still fools them into believing that the Democrats care about people. And some do. The little guys do, right?
Sure.
Like, but the politicians, they're no better than Trump. They're no better than Bush. They're all the same. They're all a bunch of thugs. And you brought that out crystal clear in your attack against the state. This was a Skeptic podcast, so lots of atheists are watching this podcast. The guy that's behind the mic is an atheist. And you pointed out, and for him, it was the first time anyone had ever pointed this out to him. Understandably, this is not a common talking point, but you pointed out that the state is a religion.
Yes. And the largest religion on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, you said, what did you say, 99% of the planet believes in this religion?
I mean, how rare are anarchists?
Yeah, and
voluntarists?
There was another aspect that I'd never heard, even I had never heard before, which, you know, makes total sense from our perspective, and that is that the different governments of the world are the different denominations of the state religion.
I had never painted in those terms before. It just came to me, and I said it. I was like, hey, I like that.
Yeah, that's right on.
That analogy feels good.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, and then the dude afterwards was like, wow, that was really interesting. I'm going to think.
It's a great interview. I loved it. I'm excited to someday go back on their show.
Yeah, and he said he wanted to have you back. So, cool.
Well, I mean, we're all in bubbles. We are most assuredly in our own little bubbles, and sometimes climbing out and going to see what the other bubble realms look like and feel like.
And I think
it's really eye opening.
I think you just hit it. I have the ability to move between bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
between the parallel worlds.
Yes.
You get in your little machine.
I think that's the advantage here because I can talk to a hardcore atheist progressive, and I can sit here and presumably talk to a Republican. And get
something across.
Well, that's just it. Some of the Republicans have posted online supporting you, right? They're like, hey, this person is way smaller government than the other guy. We're going for her.
Get rid of the Bearcat and the war on drugs, you know, too much spending on police across the board.
So I think what you're going to see is, like, this is going to end up being, and obviously your opponent, Eli Rivera, the four-term sheriff, hasn't said a word yet. I haven't seen him quoted in anything. Have you?
Anyone asked him for a comment?
I bet he's been asked.
Okay.
But I suspect he hasn't been talking quite yet.
I know one journalist who interviewed me, or one reporter, one propagandist, however you wish to characterize him, said that he would contact Rivera about potentially setting up a debate.
That would be amazing.
I hope that happens.
Because and it'll be really interesting to see how Rivera tries to position himself in this. Is he going to go hard law and order to appease to the people who would essentially be his base? Because that's probably what this will come down to, is you've got the conservative types that are like, really like small government, they're going to go for you, but then the hardcore law and order types are going to go for, they're going to hold their nose and either write in Earl Nelson, the former candidate, or they're going to vote for Rivera.
But let's not forget, we live currently in the era of defund the police.
That's right.
This is a popular
idea.
Which
is why a lot of lefties are going to abandon Rivera and go for ARIA, but the hardcore law and order lefties, and they exist too, you know, they're going to stick with Rivera. So
this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And that's probably why Rivera hasn't said anything just yet.
He doesn't know what to say.
I know, exactly. He's just holding his own, and let's kind of see how this filters through.
Well, Rivera thought he was going to get away with just showing up at the Black Lives Matter event with a sign that says, I'm listening, or no, I hear you. That's what it said. It said, I hear you.
And then to post on his official website that picture and to call that post, it's election time.
He did that?
Yes. go to his campaign website. That's where he broke the pitch.
That's a scam.
It's a scam move. It is.
That's
obvious pandering.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Come on, dude. At least have a sense of decency when you pander to people. 855-450-3733. Is this how we break the duopoly? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.